So I was diving into the author's background, and I have to admit, I was pretty blown away. We're talking about this system called Dramaguru, which adapts Brazilian jiu-jitsu and boxing to handle verbal conflict. But what really caught me off guard was the timeline. She started her martial arts training back in 2008. That's a long time ago, and honestly, seeing a woman step into jiu-jitsu that early, it just screams courage. It takes a lot of guts to commit to that kind of discipline, especially back then.
It really does set a strong foundation. Starting in 2008 gave her years to internalize the mechanics of the fight. She didn't just see it as physical combat, she spotted a direct, undeniable parallel between the dynamics on the mat and how people engage in conversation. It's that steady realization that the intensity and manipulation in a verbal exchange can mirror physical confrontation in surprising ways.
That makes total sense. And I'm curious about the specific mix of styles she used. You mentioned boxing and jiu-jitsu. How exactly do those translate to arguments? I mean, I can see the aggression in boxing, but jiu-jitsu is so much about leverage and control. Does she draw a distinction there?
She breaks it down very clearly. Striking arts like boxing mirror those quick heated arguments where words fly back and forth rapidly. But the grappling arts like jiu-jitsu, that's the prolonged, suffocating discussion. You know the type where you feel trapped, pressured, and like you're slowly being forced to submit. It captures that feeling of being pinned down perfectly.
Oh man, I know that feeling of being pinned down in a conversation. It's exhausting. So if she's using these martial arts principles, what's the practical takeaway? Is it just about knowing you're in a grapple versus a strike, or is there more to it?
It goes deeper than just labeling them. Through years of training, she learned that both physical and verbal conflicts rely on predictable patterns. There are identifiable blind spots and ways people escalate control. By studying these, you can recognize the opponent's approach, interrupt that cycle, and extract yourself safely without causing unnecessary harm. It's about strategic disengagement.
That sounds incredibly practical. I like the idea of interrupting the cycle without harm. Now, you mentioned Dramaguru earlier. I know it started as a concept in 2011 and became a sci-fi game in 2014, but how does the system actually work for a user? Is it just theory, or is there a hands-on element?
It's very much a tool, not just theory. Dramaguru uses code words and named attack archetypes to help users instantly identify common manipulative tactics. It gives you a language for what's happening so you don't get lost in the emotion. It's designed to be a low-stakes training environment where you can drill defensive moves and build real reflexes before you ever face a high-stakes conflict in the real world.
I love the idea of named archetypes. It makes it easier to spot, right? Like, oh, that's a name move. Can you give me some examples? I'm trying to picture how these code words help in the heat of the moment.
Sure. There's Sneaky Millie, which represents escalating deception. Then there's Baby Jane, which targets your vulnerability. And one of the most distinct ones is the Eddie, which masks private bullying with public charm. Naming them strips away the confusion and lets you respond with strategy rather than reaction.
The Eddie is a classic. That public charm private bullying is so real. I have to ask though, this started as a sci-fi game, right? But I read that there was a massive shift in 2016. The author had a spiritual prompting to go to church, and suddenly this wasn't just a game anymore. How did that change the mission?
That was a pivotal moment. It revealed that Dramaguru was intended as a theological mission, not just a secular tool. This revelation bridged her initial framework with Christian concepts of spiritual warfare. It guided her to integrate the system with teachings on prayer, spiritual protection, and preparation for the courts of heaven. It elevated the practice from self-defense to spiritual stewardship.
That's profound. Taking a tactical system and grounding it in that deeper purpose. It gives it so much more weight. So pulling it all together, what's the core message here? Is it that we can't always win, but we can manage the fight?
Precisely. The core thesis is that verbal conflict, like physical combat, is managed through disciplined pattern recognition, strategic positioning, and knowing exactly when to disengage. By treating conversational resistance as a tactical scenario, individuals can overcome that emotional paralysis, avoid manipulation, and navigate difficult interactions with genuine confidence.
I really respect that. It turns psychological self-preservation into a teachable skill. Empowering people to protect themselves in high-stakes conversations, while aligning it with a spiritual purpose. That's a powerful legacy. It's amazing to see how her journey from the mats in 2008 evolved into something that can help so many people navigate the drama of life with grace and strategy.